This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
The Victorian Honour Roll of Women celebrates the outstanding contributions made by Victorian women and acknowledges the many ways they've made lasting contributions to Victoria. And Catherine Barrett is one of this year's inductees in recognition for the amazing work she has done to fight ageism and build respect for older Australians. Catherine, congratulations on being inducted into the Honour Roll for Women.
Thank you, Warren. It was an honour to receive that award. It really felt quite special, and to receive it alongside Michelle Shepherd and to follow in the footsteps of Reece McNair and Brenda Appleton and Sally Goldner and others as well.
Why is it important to have the Honour Roll for women?
There was a terrific speech given on the importance of it, and I think the Victorian government's commitment to gender equality, is rolling out its policies in workplace and equal pay and a whole heap of other ways that you could imagine, and, you know, looking at family violence, an incredibly important work. And then also to work there, looking at the statues in Victoria, 500 statues of men and I think 12 of women.
I can't believe that.
So lots of really creative ways of saying, you know, how do we promote equality? And one of them is to have an honour roll of women and celebrating the achievements of women. And I received an award in the trailblazer category, which I think for all the trailblazers out there, sometimes, you know, we sort of feel like a lone voice in the wilderness. So to have that recognition was quite special.
And, of course, you founded Celebrate Ageing in 2013. For those who don't know, what does the organisation do?
So we're a charity combating ageism and building respect for older people. And so using art and narrative-based approaches, really creative approaches to try and engage a critical mass to change culture is really the work we do. And I think as a queer person, there'll always be work with older LGBTI people as part of that work. And you know, so about 15 years of working with older LGBTI people for me.
Which is amazing. Last was 2 weeks ago, actually, we spoke about a Facebook post with Lauren Rosewarne that was calling for a boomer hour at supermarkets because the person who posted the post thought that older people were clogging up the aisles and taking too long out the, you know, the checkout. Why do we devalue older Australians and, you know, some see them as a liability?
Well, I think there are a number of different theories on it, but probably the most commonly accepted one is that we're frightened of our own vulnerability and mortality. Mm. And that in older people we see, you know, our future as vulnerable, and we don't like that part of seeing older people. And so there's a psychological distancing, if you like. Older people become other, and then we can do things to them, disrespecting them. But some of the work we've been doing has been in the fashion and beauty industry. So we've got an Oldies Beautiful campaign, and we have fashion parades, catwalks against ageism. And the most wonderful thing happens, we see younger people of all ages point to older people and say, I want to be that person.
Oh.
And that's more of the work that we need to do, is helping younger people of all ages, not just young people, younger people, to see themselves as not yet old but getting there, and the importance of respect. So fashion and beauty industries is one approach. And one of the other things that we're doing is some intergenerational work as well, to bringing older people and younger people together for our Gen K project, which are looking at acts of kindness for people who are doing it tough in local communities. So, you know, we talk a lot in queer community, I think, about the concept of community, but I don't think communities are accidental. I think they're made. Mm. And I think we have to be really mindful about how we foster that sense of community and how we look out for each other, particularly in a world where queerphobia is not yet done.
That's exactly right. We are chatting with Dr. Catherine Barrett, director and founder of Celebrate Aging, who was recently inducted into this year's Victorian Honour Roll for Women. Just on that fostering community, Catherine, where do we fail in terms of the rainbow community in not respecting and acknowledging our older members of the community?
Well, that's a kind of a complex one to answer. But I think sometimes it's easier for us to think about what is it that we're doing well that we could do more of. And some of the work that we've been doing is intergenerational work. Well, I think that's incredibly important because I think we're more aware of our history in queer community than people are in the mainstream community. But sometimes that history doesn't mean a valuing of older people. And I think we've got to really raise awareness of older people's experiences and needs. And part of that is bringing older and younger people together. So each year I usually collaborate with Midsummer Festival, and that's a way of saying, well, this is a really important event in our calendar, and so how can we do events that raise awareness of the experiences of older people as part of Midsummer, or the more local rural events as well too. And then Queer Film Festival, you know, I'd love to see Queer Film Festival having a focus on older people. And when you think about all the things that we do in our community, like Ida Hobbit, what are we doing for older people? So, you know, thinking about older people in everything that we do, I think is incredibly important.
Absolutely. Congratulations again on being inducted into the Victorian Honour Roll of Women. And thank you so much, Catherine, for joining us here on Drive.
Thanks, Warren. All the best.
Thank you, Dr. Catherine Barrett, director and founder of Celebrate Aging.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.